Kwazwai muri Zimbabwe. Eita ita yebo. Tswaga zomuhle muri Zimbabwe. Ndinomgamuchira muchongwa chedu chewe chidiki. Uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe muhle to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Today is Tuesday, the 8th of October, 2019, and Zimbabwe muhle, I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle, mtswaga zomuhle. Ndinomgamuchira muchirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Namhlanje Zulukandaba is Tuesday the 8th of October 2019. Nasi muchirongwa muri Zimbabwe. Tonight on The Connection, we're focusing on government's initiative to fix the economy using technology amongst other means. In his State of the Nation address last week, uMongameli Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, constantly brings up something he keeps referring to as Vision 2030. Now, for those that don't know what Vision 2030 is, Vision 2030 is a roadmap that has been set aside by government to determine the nation's future. Now, according to President Emmerson Mnangagwa, he wants Zimbabwe to become a digital and knowledge-based economy. Let's see what President Mnangagwa had to say for himself.
Mr. Speaker, to promote trade and exports, the modernization of the bank bridge border post and the bilateral negotiations on the establishment of one-stop border post in the Victoria Falls and White Bridge are ongoing. The introduction of smart technologies to speed up freight carriers at the post of entry will be speeded up. To curb malpractices in the fuel industry, government will soon roll out an electronic national fuel monitoring system. For the long term, a comprehensive national integrated energy resource plan is being developed by the Rand Institute. Mr. Speaker said, the modernization and rehabilitation of our infrastructure, in particular road networks, has resumed in earnest with noticeable progress across the country.
Yes.
Given that, these are key enablers to our national economic revival as envisaged under Vision 2030. We are determined to leapfrog the quality of our infrastructure across the country. We are mindful that the Zimbabwe we all want, with opportunities and all, shall only be achieved through productivity, innovation, responsiveness, persistence, deliberate planning, and disciplined focus. We must therefore adequately prepare for the opportunities and challenges which are ahead of us. Our Vision 2030 envisages a Zimbabwe with a digital and knowledge-driven economy.
That was President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa delivering his State of the Nation address last week. Namhlanje kuhlelo we're focusing on indaba le eyokuthi ilizwe leZimbabwe, uhulumende weZimbabwe is looking to use imishini yangalezinsuku, i-technology ukuze ithuthukise isimo somnotho elizweni, ukuze ilethe utshintsho. Libona ngani lokhu kula kufezeka na? President Emmerson Mnangagwa was talking about Zimbabwe becoming a knowledge and a technology driven based economy. Do you think that's possible? Is that even possible? Do we even have the infrastructure to support such an initiative? And Zimbabwe Muhle, Mthokozo Muhle, when you join tonight's program, the big question I have for you, if you don't agree with President Emmerson Dambudzo Mnangagwa, is if you don't believe technology is the way to go for ilizwe leZimbabwe ukuze kube lo tshintsho, so that there's change with regards to the current state of the economy, then what is the answer to Zimbabwe's current economic crisis? If you're looking to join us tonight on on The Connection. You can text me on WhatsApp on +1202-465-0318. I repeat, +1202-465-0318. You can call me live on air on +1202-619-2077. +1202-619-2077. We're broadcasting live on radio on 909 medium wave frequency on 4930. Njalo sikhona ku 15460 kilohertz ku short wave. Thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle. We're broadcasting live on the internet on our three web pages. Those being www.voashana.com, www.voanw.com. We're also live on www.voastudio7.com. For our Facebook fanatics, Thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle. We're streaming live on our three Facebook pages. VOA Shona, tripoje karipa VOA Ndebele, siasagaza, nyempela, kukasiletu ele VOA Studio 7. Sakana mchida upinda mchirongwa, msakanganu kunyora ma comments, kuisa ma hearts, linga kotlipela ugu share uhlelo, uguze sibugele uhlelo letu, loba sakulayo, ngobune ngibetu. Magatira chirongwa chedicheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection, and I'm your host, Mike Hove.
Eita, 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 hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, 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 abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1202-465-0318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami, can I utshawara neni? Follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3.
@BigMike3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. Thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle. If you're looking to converse with me, you'll be able to catch me on Twitter and Instagram after the hour. However, Thokoza muhle Zimbabwe muhle as usual for the next hour. Lilako ngikhuluma lapha emakhasini ethu amathathu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, njalo ku VOA Ndebele. So lingakhohlwa ukuthi bhalani imibono yenu, nyora inumber kuitira ukuthi tikupinze emchirongwa. Kana mchida upinda mchirongwa, you can call me live on air on +1202-619-2077. Mukwanisa zvekare kundifondera live parunari. Once again, Zimbabwe muhle, welcome to The Connection Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. Namhlanje kuhlelo nasi mchirongwa tirikubata nyaya yekuti mutungamiriri wenyika va Emmerson Mnangagwa is focusing vari kuti aiwa nyika yeZimbabwe yasvika pane divi rekuti isu senyika we start embracing technology as a means towards fixing the economy. Earlier on, if you're joining us right now, you just missed a video of President Emmerson Mnangagwa talking about it last week during when he was delivering the State of the Nation address. Esithi hi ilizwe should now start embracing the technology. He touched on the current state of the fuel situation. Esithi ilizwe lethu looks towards using technology towards fixing the fuel crisis. Upindo wapata udaba mailana the road situation elizwe ni wata hi ngempela they're going to use roads. He also touched on the hospital situation. He also touched on Vision 2030. Abantu basakhulayo, Vision 2030 is all about you njengentsha elizweni esithi hi ngempela he's looking to have ilizwe leZimbabwe become a knowledge and technology driven based economy. So asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini ngempela emakhasini ethu amathathu kukhasi lethu le VOA Studio 7. Abantu have already started writing imibono yabo ngempela, and thank you so much wonke umuntu ongenayo kuhlelo. U Elvis waze wafaka inombolo wathi yimi u number 1 waphinda wathi Maswada sei apa aiwa tribom koma Elvis zurukfambe rekwa muri koko usabelo put his number engempela sabelo sakuthinta tichakufonera kuti mpinde muchirongwa. Godwin uwaze wati that will never be achieved considering that he can't fix the Zesa issues coupled with data charges. I look forward to hearing more from my guests as we're going to explore all these things. So thank you so much for your opinion there, Godwin. I hope you call in so that we hear more about what you have to say. Utatenda wati read nice. Upinda wati tell mnanga kwa to read nice. Aywa mkume tatenda tunotenda no maundre nyu. Umoken zimiri wati from Botswana. Tumelang puti moken. Abubakar Sayuti from Nigeria. How is Nigeria? How de body my brother. Ulaison wati Botswana Gaborone City. Tumelang puti Laison. Abubakar upinda wapa lumbona wake wati from Abuja, capital city of Nigeria. Uaditamu wazi wafagili nombolo. Amos Ngonye uti linjan bagiti watching from Balfour Park, South Africa. Gunjane koli. So, mtawazo mutle Zimbabwe mutle, let me move over to my first guest joining me live at Tungweni. He's back in Zimbabwe. Umnumzana uvusumusu mkwanans. Vusi, skipan bud.
Hi, nyapila linjan.
I'm good. Welcome back to the program. It's been a long time, man.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be back.
So, Vusi, the last time we had a conversation, for those that don't know, you were here on the Mandela Washington Fellowship, and you were talking about how you have your startup company. It's a tech startup, and you were looking to launch simultaneously in different countries at the same time. Now, fast forward a couple of months later, President Emmerson Mnangagwa is talking about Vision 2030. He's talking about the country becoming a technology and knowledge-based economy. As young people who are within the startup world, and especially focus who work in Zimbabwe, how are you guys taking in such sentiments? The government is looking towards, I guess, placing focus on people like yourselves.
Well, thank you for the opportunity and question. I think it's a good draft to focus on technology. I think it can be a way to leapfrog if it goes beyond just a lip service. But I think it's a good draft. I think it's doable and very possible.
Mm. Now, I was reading my comments earlier on, and one of the comments, I guess, he basically took the words out of my mouth. It's city, yeah, now, Uhulumende right now as a nation, we're facing so many different challenges, ranging from, you know, the fuel crisis through to the electricity crisis and so forth. How do you then encounter something like that and still focus on having a technology-driven economy? Is that even possible?
Well, like, as an entrepreneur, I always believe that everything is possible. I think as a tech entrepreneur, I personally think that it's very possible to leapfrog and take advantage of technology. I mean, we are doing it. But I think it goes beyond. I think if we have a good environment, at times as young startup entrepreneurs, we do not necessarily. I know the number one thing that people always want to say is capital, but I think that one of the most important things is to create a good enabling environment that then allows startups to thrive. If you look at right now, we have a high challenge of cost of data at the moment. It's something that you can't ignore as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. If you look at the recent Portras report, you'd see that the data usage is going a little bit lower in the country. But I still think that it's very possible. But at the moment, there are a lot of moving parts, you know, and there's a big challenge, but it's very doable.
So, Manje, I what's in your bamboo mlomo vusi and tatumlalele, and then I'll come back to you on it.
Okay.
Right, Zimbabwe Mushe, that was a young entrepreneur. He's a tech entrepreneur who functions in Zimbabwe. So like, he's also feeling the pinch when you talk about Utabalo Kesi, you know, the fuel situation, the economic situation. He also feels the pinch, but Uti, it's possible. As is when Uti umlaleli yena Uti in Utabalo Konekutwini. Kola mterere arupina mjirongwa, ndena aripawapari naring bano konekutwinwen. Mlaleli, hello.
Hello?
Yes, Papa Unjan.
Rosimba Makadivo.
Aiwa, tiripo, tiripa, arpa, nare apundian.
Ndi Joseph Msipa, ndiri ku South Africa ku Polokwane.
Eh, vamsipa zviri kufamba.
Ah, zviri kunyanyisa.
Saka vamsipa ndimi ka muri kutifonera muri ku South Africa. Hanzi nemutungamiriri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa taakuda kugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika tichishandisa technology kuitira kuti tirevitalize maindustry arimo aya aparara sezvo mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika pari zvino zvino hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Imoti ine maondoro avo?
Matauriro avo haana kushata asi dambudziko ririmo rinofanira kuti ritange ragadzirisika nyaya yemari. Teknoloji dzacho dzinozongoshanda nemabhondere nekuti nyaya yekunyaya kunesa inyaya yemari. Mari yacho ine bhodha, saka nyaya yemabhondi ndo nyaya yakaoma. Ndo nyaya inotoita kuti zvinhu zvisatombonaka zvachose, nekuti mari yemabhondi hapana munhu unoda bhondi, nokuti nyange vakati it's open for business. Teknoloji dzese dzavanotaura zvokungovimbisa vanhu izvo hazvigoni kuti zvishande, nenyaya yekuti hapana mari. Hapana munhu angasumuka kubva kure kure achiinda kunoita bhizinesi kwaanoziva kuti hakuna mari. Kana azobata mari iyoyo yemabhondi anozoenda kupi nayo? Ndodambudziko hombe riripo. Ngavagadzirise nyaya yemari, pawanikwe mari isina bhodha. Inoti kana yango munhu ari muno muSouth Africa akada kunoita bhizinesi kuZimbabwe, asafunga zvokuti hakuna mari, asafunga matambudziko ese aripo ekukura kwezvinhu, kwefyueri, kukwira kwetransport, maschool fees, chikafu, inhau yemari. Mari yavanoti mari haisi mari, bepa, ine bhodha, hapana munhu otomboda mari iyoyo. Saka ngavaone dzimwe nzira dzokuti vangaisa hanzi kana kuti vogadzisa mari inorerukira vanhu vese. Handisati ndambonzwa kuti nyaya yerhanzi yakamira sei, kuti chii chinotarisa kuti rhanzi vanhu vambonitira muZimbabwe.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Joseph. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongo, handisi?
Tinotenda.
Right, Zimbabwe mohleli yamuzwa umnumzana Joseph uti no money, no investment, no attraction, uti ilizwe should fix the issue of money first before anything. Godo uti haingempela umbono kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, it's a good vision. Asizweni ukuthi yena uvusi uthi ngodouble khona ekhodwini. Mkwananzi usakhona ecingweni? Mkwananzi? Vusimuzi? Vusumuzi Mkwananzi usakhona ecingweni na?
Okay.
Right. Vusi umzwile umlaleli uthi ngombono wakhe. Mkwananzi? Angibona ngani uvusi yena i-line yakhe iyahlupha namhla. So asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu kukhasi lethu le-VOA Shona. UPatricia uthi Masora say watching from Johannesburg, kuriseiko kuJohannesburg. Link advisor number yakhe yakufonera. Aiwa mkoma Linga, tinotenda zvikuru. Manzwa mkoma Joseph vambowanawo mukana wekupinda, saka nemiwo tichakufonerai kuitira kuti muwanewo mukana wenyu wekupinda. Titus Mukucha. Yeah, Titus Mukucha. Hanzi, good evening Studio 7, watching you Harare State House. Kuriseko ko Harare uko. Carrington Aruti, reforms first, reforms meaningful, reforms before anything. But mkoma Carrington tukudzeiwo kuti maonerenyu ndeapi? Hongu muri kutaura nezvema reforms asi mungati technology inokwanisa here kusimudzira upfumi hwenyika. Manex arikuti connected from DRC now Katanga province. Kuriseiko kuDRC, kunjani DRC ipoti? Ulinen uti tumelang bafetsu, tumelang lenang okai na keshap wanukai. Umanex upindo wati tell ZANU PF they must just resign all of them. Christopher upindo wati good evening watching from South Africa. Kunjani kwele South Africa mnumzana Christopher. Anyway chingwada aruti masura sei. Simeon Banda nayo aruti masura sei. Aiwa, nyaya irimo muchirongwa nhasi mainzwa hurumende yekuZimbabwe, mutungamiriri wenyika Emmerson Mnangagwa is saying ukuthi he's looking towards making Zimbabwe an knowledge and technology driven based economy. Linani ngithini ngodouble khona egudwini, ngenani kuhlelo mthwakazi omuhle. Abafisa ukungena kuhlelo, you can text me live on +1202 465 0318. You can also call me live ecingweni on +1202 619 0891702077. So, Zimbabwe Muhle, let me move over to my second guest whilst we try to get Umnumzana Ovusumuzu Mqananzi back on the line. Arupinda Pachirongwa, Diva Nikros Kajengo. Nikros is a development practitioner. He's also worked with the government itself. Vaka Jengo, welcome, welcome. Nechirongwa chedu mnukum.
Thank you very much. Greetings to you all listeners.
Saka tataka tokumirira ivanhu atotanga vanhu atotsanga kuti aiwa hurumende inofanira kutanga yazvigadzirisa first before they start trying to implement things such as using technology to fix the economy. Tudzewo maonderenyu ipapo.
Yeah, panyaya yetechnology, to be frank enough, the priority government. Rosie, it's nyaya yebudiriro, nyaya yetechnology, zvinhu zvinofambidzana zvaibhurugwa. Tatarisa isusu Zimbabwean Constitution, chapter 2, section. Section 1,
Line yenyu inenge iri kunetsa vaka Jengo. Are you able to move around for a bit to see if we can fix that? Vaka Jengo, mchiripo parinare. Hai, Zimbabwe, namhlanje kanyangana mafona yahlupa. It's hard to say technology would work when the lines aren't even working. Kodwa, hai, let's try get Umnumzana Unikros Kajengo back on the line and hear ukuthi yena uthi ini kodwa vele khona ekhotweni. But he had just started explaining esithi ngombono wakhe ngempela, you know, government's initiative is such a good thing. Ngenxa wathi ngeshona hanzi ibhande nebhurugwa, same fanana uspinach lo popai. Kutswa hayi ngempela kuyahambelana lina lithini ngodabule khona ekudwini kukhasi lethu yele VOA Studio 7 abantu bayabhala imibono yenu ngempela uVusimuzi Ndlovu uthi hello Big M watching you from London. How's London there mate? URashford waze wafaka inombolo yakhe uthi ufuna ukungena kuhlelo bra Rafford shakufone ray tuona kuti mokwanisa kupinda here. Tough Take Vice nayo namba yake. Skumbuso unjani? Skumbuso unjani? Alexandra Layson Vice namba yake. Ukwele Botswana tumelang Layson rofonela. Emos Ngwenya uthi linjani bakithi, watching you from Balfour Park, South Africa. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli, do we have a call on the line? Not yet. Asiboneni ukuthi abantu bathini. Uvusi Muzu Mqananzi usakhona ecingweni na? Vusi, are you back on the line? It looks like Vusi is not back on the line. All right, Zimbabwe Muhle, so it's just you and I. So anyway, as I was saying, Mthakazo Muhle, Zimbabwe Muhle, earlier on in a video that we played of our president, Emmerson Ndambudzo Mnangagwa, he was touching on several different facets. And amongst them, of course, let me actually read what he was talking about. Amongst those facets, he was talking about how he's looking towards bringing in technology towards uplifting the current situation when we're talking about economics and, of course, revitalizing different sectors in Zimbabwe, amongst them being the hospital situation. As we all know right now, the doctors are all on strike. Of course, it's a payment issue, but initially when it started off, it was a utensils issue. They were saying, "Wuthi bona, hi, they are now incapacitated with regards to one abalai imishini yokusebenzisa ukuthi basize abantu ukuthi hayi isimo in the hospitals elizweni is not a good thing." Ngiyezwa ukuthi uNikros is back on the line. Let's try him one more time. Vaka Jengo, are you back on the line?
Yes, ndiripo.
All right, early on we had lost you parinare mamuchitaura muchitiudzawo kuti nemaonde enyu bhande nebhurugwa technology ne governance.
Yes, we are talking about development. Technology is certainly, it's a bridge, it's a panacea towards national development. So now it's coming in terms of the Zimbabwean Constitution, Amendment number 28 of 2013, chapter 2, section 13, subsection 1, B and C. It is very clear about the technology. And it is the agriculture, the industry, the technology. So we have the technology, the forefront in terms of government vision. Of course, in line with vision 2020 and in line with the TSP.
Saka, Zino, as you're saying, it's in line with the constitution and so forth. One of the most important questions that everybody keeps asking does Zimbabwe have the infrastructure to implement such things?
Actually, infrastructure is a broader term. Here we are referring to either my roads, nyaya electricity, nyaya ICT or communications, nyaya demagem. Of course, an example of our infrastructure was set up. Yeah, Zimbabwe is one of the countries in the region, in South Africa, is the world with the best infrastructure. It's only what's lacking behind. Yeah, probably maintenance one way or the other. But mm-hmm. our infrastructure are good. Take, for example, if you look at city of Harare or city of Blawas, if you look at the buildings in particular, compare and contrast with some countries, even Zambia, Malawi, or Tanzania, you agree with me, my brother, that in terms of infrastructure, not the Zimbabwe, at the moment that there is a dual system, it's a clear reflection of the simple fact that there is an improvement in terms of infrastructure. It's at the priority of government.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we move forward, pane vamwe vateererwa mbopinda muchirongwa vakahighlighta zvinhu zvakasiyana siyana. Ivo vari kuti zvechokwadi vanobvumirana nemuondoro ava Mnangagwa mutungamiriri wenyika. Asi vari kuti nyaya iripo ndeyekuti nyaya yemari inotanga yagadziriswa, nekuti one of the things for them to for Zimbabwe to get to a stage and point whereby technology is something that's now driving the economy, we need investments. Asi vari kuti hanzi bond racho iri pache zvavo, mari yemunyika haisi attractive kune vanhu vekunze. Mungati nazvo izvozvo?
Yeah, I'm sure kana pano vanyatsoteera masemba raita ikonomi yedu, mukatarisa tichipinda mu dispensation, government yakava neapproach yekuti let's use more currency, zvichireva kuti US yakanga ichishanda, local yedu yakanga ichishanda. But panoita nyaya yeabuse, vevanga kuko kuti black market yedu inoita follow the government principle, the government rules and regulations, in particular monetary and financial laws. It's not bad here. So mukatarisa case yakasetwa government in terms of our financial management, munoona kuti gwara redu regovernment it is very clear. But now pane nyaya yekudzongedzana inenge ichiitika kuti case ikusetwa nehurumende kuti mari dzedu dzisande dzakadai nezvinochiitwa nevanhu vanongadzongera kumashure. Otherwise tikuti isisi hwaro hwehurumende varimwe nemari ari very clear. Take for example, isiri kuti tinotaura tisi kuti tikanangana nenyaya yemari idzodzi, let's not use or trade in hard currency like US. So kuri kuti tese takwanisa kushanda nemari imwe chete, obviously pasina competition yemari yanenge ichishandiswa. So kudzonedzana ukoko nokuita kuti mari yedu ishave value, because black market donenge ichicontrola the entire system. So we are saying let's run away from the black market to the normal system.
All right, vakajengo regai ndimbokubatai pamuromo nditore mutereri, and then I'll come back to you, Anis. All right, Zimbabwe muhle. I have my second caller ongenayo kuhlelo namhlanje kuhlelo The Connection. Ari kupinda muchirongwa, kola kola mlaleli, usungenele kuhlelo The Connection, makadei?
Hello?
Yes, papa, unjani?
Hayi,
sikhona. Ngibani okhona ecingweni?
Ulaki Jekendo.
Angibuzi bhuti, bengicela uthi uchede kancane ngenxa yokuthi i-network khanya ngani iyahlupha.
Hayi, kodwa ngiyakuzwa ke mina.
Okay, right. Udabule khona egudwini baba, uluzwile. Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is talking about using imitshina yangalezi nsuku ukuze balungise isimo somnotho elizweni esilokhu siqhubukela phambili sigugudeka. Ubona ngani lokhu kulakho kufezeka na?
Khona uma ngibuka nje kungathi uyiqala ngaphezulu, bekufanele nje aqala alungise isimo sezepolitiki esikhona lapha ekhaya. Ngoba isimo sepolitiki angeke agijimise izinto ezimbili ngesikhathi esiyi-one. Akaqale alungise isimo sonke umuntu amamulele njengo-president. Ayenze okuqondile okuthandwa ngabantu ukuze akhone ukuqhubekisa indlela yethekhnoloji. Ya, ngoba indlela yethekhnoloji izosebenza uma ngabe bonke abantu bebambisana, bezwana njalo kuzo zonke iingatsha, zisebenzisana ngokuzwana. Ukuze yamukeleke ebantwini omunye nomunye, ngoba lelalizwe lilizwe ebelinomnotho omkhulu kakhulu. Onga ukuthi masibuka njengamanje njengoba sikulesisimo. Kufanele ukuba ngathi sikude kakhulu kunamanye amazwe. Kodwa silibela silonke sibambana ngezandla silwa silibela ukuthi ngabe sikhuphule kudala lo mnotho lo ne-technology yethu ngabe iphezulu ukudlula amanye amazwe. Ya, kodwa sichitha isikhathi esiningi sikhuluma ezepolitiki. Ekubeni ngabe siyalithuthukisa sakhane silakhe nelizwe leli likhona ukuqhubeka liya phambili.
So wena baba uthi ngombono wakho ubona ngani until indaba yepolitiki ilungiswe ngeke siqhubekele phambili njengelizwe?
Ukuthi i-technology singayi-implementa khona manje isasi-premature leyo stage leyo ngoba kwamanje abantu balambile, abantu abanamali, uyayibona lento leyo. So kumele sihambe nge-stage by stage, singayi phezulu kakhulu siye lokho okuhluphayo kumanje. Abantu bayafa, abantu bayagula ezibhedlela.
Hayi siyazwisisana. Hayi siyazwisisana baba, ngiyakuzwa ngempela, ngiyampela, ngiyampela, ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga nami.
All right, Zimbabwe Mushle, that was one of our callers who came into the program today, and he said, you know what, technology is a good way to go. However, before President Emmerson Mnangagwa starts talking about technology, he needs to fix the political situation in the country. Uthi hayi ngombono wakhe, in his opinion, ngiyaye ukuthi politics hanzi nokuthi abasikugamuchirwa semthungameli wenyika nemunhu wese ari munyika. There's already a problem there, and until vagamuchirwa nemunhu wese ari munyika semthungameli wenyika hanzi ngiyaye mamiriro akaita upfumi wenyika, there is no, I guess, clear future towards that one. Lithini ngodabele khona ekugudwini mthwakazi omuhle Zimbabwe omuhle, abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lakho ungixhuma ecingweni lakho ungifonela kunombolo ezithi +12026192077. Namba yizwe kare +12026192077. Karamshila undifonela kwitra mpinde mchiro wangwa. Mokwanisa zvekare undinyorera message pa WhatsApp pa namba dzinoti +12026150318. But I hear umnumzana uVusi Muzi Mkwananzi is back on the line. In network namhlanje ikhanya ngani yahlupa. Earlier on it was Vusi, then it was Nicholas. Now uVusi is back on the line. Vusi, usakhona ecingweni na?
Yeah.
Right. All right. So a lot has transpired since we lost you on the line. We had one of a gentleman, another of our guests that's on the line, umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo. Yeah, now he's worked with government before and so forth. And Utsi, you know, umbono kamungameli Emmerson Mnangagwa is a good vision, and it's possible for it to come true. What are this? A lot of callers that have come in and they've talked about the issue in Mali. But see, until the money has been fixed, we cannot attract investment, because I'm sure, as you would know, technology, for it to boom and for the economy to grow, investment is needed. Now, another caller just came in and was talking about the political situation. He was saying, Uze, lilungi se isimo somnotho elizweni. You need to fix the elephant in the room, which is the political situation. When are we going to talk?
Okay, thank you. Okay, I think you know, everybody has a valid opinion, but also there is a window of opportunity. Hello.
Yeah, bang yagus.
Yeah, there is a window of opportunity. Echo na ratiyesi. Challenge echo, and I think the biggest challenge that we have is that, as young entrepreneurs, we should also not only build businesses with only a focus on Zimbabwe alone. We need to build a business with a focus on Africa and the region. So there's also a big challenge on just building a business for Zimbabwe only. We need to build a business with a trust of that we are focusing on the whole of Africa or even the world. Because if we do that, We then attract a more lucrative investment, and we take advantage of technology. That's one. And then the second thing is, yes, there are a lot of challenges right now in the country, but there are also opportunities. As big businesses or yesteryear businesses fold, there are also opportunities for young entrepreneurs, or for any entrepreneur who wants to leverage technology to take advantage of the situation. So there are two thrusts to it. While it's, of course, we would like to ask the leaders to create a better business environment that allows us to thrive.
But then we're also not blind to the fact that there can be opportunities that we can go for. There can be opportunities that we can leverage and take the continent forward. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's my opinion, that we could take the country forward. But everybody has to come to party. Mm-hmm. There are problems that we can use technology to solve. And then we also, of course, rightfully, other speakers pointed out, we need a good business operating environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, Vusi, you work across the African continent. Early on, I was telling my colleagues, just, you know, less than 48 hours ago, Rwanda was all over the news talking about how they've built Africa's first made smartphone that has been, using African software and so forth and so forth. Now, if Rwanda can make sure that the economy is functional based on technology, the big question is, why can Zimbabwe not do that?
Well, you would understand one very interesting thing. So we all came, like, for instance, from the Mandela Fellowship. So one of the things, for example, that Rwandan government did was the president, he had a reception and they sat down with the different fellows from there and engaged them. All the youth going forward. That's like just giving you an example on how different the world is. I can also tell you that right now we are building a company that's operating across 10 African countries with different young people across Africa. But then you find that the support that they get compared to the support that we get, like for instance, sometimes we are not even asking for capital. We're just saying, give us the environment, give us the runway. We know how it's done. We can make things work if we are given an opportunity to use our skills to better the country.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, ngiyakuzwa futhi ukuthi ngikubambe umlomo kancane ebhuti, ngithatha umlaleli ethinzi ukuthi mthereri anothini, ngiyayathi nayo umtshirongwa nasi. Ari uphinda mtshirongwa kugola khola mthereri okhona encingweni ngibani?
Hello?
Eh, khola khola hello.
Magadi.
Tripo magadi enyu mkoma.
Tindame.
Ari pari nari ndiani?
Ndi mkoma jacha.
Ba jacha. Muri kutifonera muri kupi ko?
Ndiri pabikita papa mazungurye.
Aiwa, kubikita uko. Saka ba jacha nyaya tinayo nasi mchurongwa, mtungamiriro wenyika va Emmerson Mnangagwa. Vati vakuda kugadzirisa mamiriro akaita upfumi hwenyika vachishandisa technology. Mungati ina zvizvo.
Iya, ichokwadi havanga koni kutaura. Asi hey, tane problem pamera nemataurira emukuru wedu.
Problem iri papi nai mgo.
Mukuru wedu ari kugara, in fact tingangoti kubvira pavakatanga kupinda muchigaro. Munhu aingo promisa. Takambozva vachiti 90 days chete ndodzakanaka kuti mutoona kuti uchine mukana. But hey, hatina chatakaona. Api, saka ikozvo hatikati vari wrong, vari right, but hey, isu taneta.
Saka zvino, saka muri kubvuma here, muri kuti vane masimba ekugadzirisa upfumi hwenyika here?
Havatorira totally zero.
Saka zvino toigadzirisa senyaya yacho.
Tichitode vachitobva totovaudza kuti zveshuwa zvamuri kutaura muri kutaura isi hatitozvinzwa nekuti mapromises enyu awanda. Devanga vatogona kutaura kuti shuwa tavapa chinhano chokuti kuda kana kuti vagona kuzoredzana neopposition party yavanokwikwidzana nayo. Tapo kuti taredzana kuti tisike pakati pakutaurirana. Taiti hei, kuda taitouchira maoko kana pano pendiri ndaiuchira.
Aiwa, takunza vajacha. Tipewo maonero enyu mazuva enyu ekupedzisira nhasi muchirongo.
Ini handichina maonero asi hei, ndinongokurudzira kuti dei kana vachinzwa zveshuwa, dei vanga vangogona kuti vaone ikonomi iri kudzidya. Dei vangogonawo kuti semukuru ndokuti hatina umwe watinochemera. Tingochemerawo dei vagonawo kuti zveshuwa vaite mamwe maonero akasiyana avana awawa, vagone kuitawo zvinoita kuti tizarame zviri nani.
Mhm. Aiwa takunza zvakanaka vachacha tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa.
Shuwa musai chengetewo namba dzangu ndaane nguva yakareba chitsaya kufonderai but hey zviri kuramba.
Aiwa musatye baba musatye chirongwa ndechenyu chokudzosai next week handisi.
Andidiza.
Eh hongo hongo baba tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Alright, Zimbabwe Moshe, that was Umnumzana Uchacha. He seemed to bring about a point that came about last week and it's here again. I'm hoping ukuthi yena Umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo will be able to answer to that. But see, uMongameli Emmerson Damuzomnangagwa does too much chitty-chitty, too much talk, but no action. Kodwa asizweni abantu emakhasini ethu ku VOA Studio 7 abantu are writing so many lucrative contributions. Thank you. Kulomnumzana Tatenda Mutungama uthi the missing link is value addition in mining. If however the technology comes assembled and there is no primary manufacturing, the engine will never start. Hence reforms, ease of doing business, job creation, transparency and investment attraction is available. Uneli Simpson uthi I am live streaming from Malaysia. How is Malaysia, Nelly? Uthi you should bring that guy called Muntsanga Kuda Kwashe more often. I enjoy his contributions, though he is too biased towards government. All right, I'll speak to Kuda. And then he continues to say, about your topic today, I think new technologies reduce the price of goods and services to which they are applied. They also lead to the creation of newer products. However, it reduces employment and Zim is not ready as yet. They should focus on production, then technology later. South Africa, yes, but Zim? No, no, no. Utaftek uti, the nature of two items, knowledge and technology, is such that not divorce them from development, but the issue here is not whether or not we need them, but whether or not it will work. someone will understand why I'm laughing. The fundamentals necessary for the framework are, and in my view, impossible to attain. Utri Dube, uti, the government has to fix the money crisis first. Root out corruption. Believe you me, no one will tour the world wasting little money that the country has in the name of sanctions. All right, we appreciate your contributions. Thank you so much. If you're looking to call us, you can call us on +1202 619 2077. Let's get Umnumzana uNicholas Kajengo to respond to some of the things that people have said. Vakajengo, mchiripo parinare.
Mchiripo parinare.
Right. There was a mouthful of a lot of things that came by. The first issue at hand is, I guess we'll start off from the caller who was talking about we need to fix the political situation in the country before addressing anything else. As a young person who has worked with government and still works with government, how would you take that? What do you have to say about that?
Thank you very much. First and foremost, I want to make very clear that the environment in Zimbabwe in terms of promoting infrastructure, in terms of promoting ICT, in terms of national development is very, should I say, is conducive for that. Why? Because first and foremost, it has to be very clear that Zimbabwe is a democratic country and the sitting upon or on what we call good governance. Church, tine 10 ma principles, anikaona anetwa na vamunangagwa, cha president wedu. 10 principles, ma principles, ari 10, munhu wese ari munyika, munhu wese kunyange ari kunze kwenyika, anoda kuti vati nyika yedu, akatevera ma principles 10, anakaita analyze, as a development practitioner, munoona kuti zvinogona kutibatsira. Church, the principle of participation, whereby vanhu havarambidzwe kupakunga dzavo like what we are doing here. It's a very important principle yokuti munhu ane condition yake ndauye nayo than kuti munhu anenge achingochema achingosoropodha ari kunze. Muzimbabwe mune good principle of participation, we have the transparency, muno mamupendereuro uri. Zvemu Zimbabwe zviri very clear, zviri transparent and everything zvinoitwa under competitive Mnangagwa is above board.
Vakajengo,
ninoshuwa kuti vangava varume vangava vakadzi munhu whatever zvaari vapiwa mukana vakaenzana. It's one of the advantage yavanhu vanofanira kutora from our current president. Also another principle of effectiveness and efficiency. You know, our government is very effective and very efficient in terms of addressing some of the challenges being experienced by our own people. Also there is rule of law in Zimbabwe. As I mentioned, the issue of democracy, it's a democratic state whereby people are, you know, even to be a critic. It's allowed. Zimbabwe is very democratic. We have the accountability, the national power. transparency zvinokurudzira nehurumende yedu, nyaya dzecoherence dzakare, responses in integration and ethical direction. These are the same principles and responsibilities we must take advantage of, because our own president, the incoming president, that's why he has these 10 principles.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Jengo, I have a call on the line, but I have one question for you before I move over to the caller. You mentioned, you said a lot about President Emmerson Mnangagwa. However, something similar seems to come about from my discussion last week. And it seems as though people feel as though Mthungameli Wenyika, he's said a lot of things that are promising. Since he's taken, the reins of being president, and this is, I'm talking back to the time whereby former President Robert Mugabe was removed. They feel as though President Mnangagwa, too many promises, however, the delivery is on zero. Mungati na Jesus.
Okay, my opinion is one, Chukutanga, let's see, when it's time to the development, I think overnight. Mnangagwa was in a month since 2017. Because since 2019, I think 3 years, but in that area, 193 under United Nations. The last year, 8 Millennium Development Goals was just achieved within 15 years. 193 countries, including America, Britain, and France, including Nigeria, Zimbabwe, and other African countries. But of course, we have achieved within 10 years. And right now, we have achieved our Sustainable Development Goals up to 2030. From 2015, how many have been achieved globally? So development are it overnight. Mnangagwa is Chinese level based. And remember, there are some forces that are a cause of concern. And as far as these predicaments are concerned, here we know many of my illegal sanctions are related to the bilateral, trade, import and export. Last week, recently, Papua New Guinea diamond, where we tried to sell our diamonds to USA, but America, has not changed my diamonds, which is very clear reflection of the simple fact that those hindrances are a cause of concern in terms of our development endeavors, in terms of the vision of this destiny, combat is in Mnangagwa.
I want to talk to Vaka Jengo, the guy in the Torem Tereri, and then I'll come back to you. So, mlaleli, Zulu Gandaba, mthwakazo muhle namhlanje kuhlelo, ngiyayirimo mgango, murkwinzwa, hansi na President Emmerson Ndambuzo Mnangagwa. We want to turn Zimbabwe into a technology and knowledge-driven based economy. Let's see what the caller has to say. Kola mterere, arupinda mchurongwa, ndiani.
Mushe,
ariparu nare ndiani?
Mkoma Gaddafi.
Mkoma Gaddafi, zvirikufamba.
Zvirikufamba kuri seko.
Bobo, please musati muri kutfonera muri ku Afghanistan.
Ndiri mupalavurwa South Africa.
Aiwa, tinogamuchirai muchirongwa Mkoma Gaddafi. Nyaya iri mugango mainzwa Mkoma, nhasi hanzi nemutungamiriri wenyika. We want Zimbabwe to turn into a knowledge and a technology driven based economy. Mungati nazvo izvozvo.
Mama, make cash out. There was no value, but one of the things I'm going to do is don't marry a dear to Shandisa. Don't go Shandisa on and with you. My mother and I marry.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's no marry.
I was talking to him, come a Gaddafi to Nathan as good looking. I'm wrong on this. Mm-hmm. Zimbabwe, that was Umnumzana Gaddafi, one of our callers calling us there. Yena, Uti, hi. Ilizwe leZimbabwe into yokuqala, he seems to be hammering at the same thing as akamthembi uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa. Now we had one of a person that we were supposed to call uMnumzana uBriski Ncube. What do he wrote umbono wakhe go WhatsApp uBriski uthi, so we start with politics. When politics is done with all is well, then we start on devolution. Point two. Upindo wathi, mind you, Bulawayo industry specifically didn't deteriorate now. When the whole country experienced this problem, it started way back then where industries were relocating to Harare due to a number of reasons. He then says, we talk about 2013, if he's not mistaken, with the Kasukuere policy, that a 51% local ownership indigenization policy, that one was the last nail in the coffin for Bulawayo industries and under industries nationwide. Hayi, siyabonga ngombono wakho Briski Ncube. Ngilethemba lokuthi uproducer wami uza kufonela ukuze sizwe okunengi ngodaba olukhona egodweni. Ngempela, ngempela, lo ngumbono kaMnumzana uBriski Ncube, omunye ongisakhulayo, ophila ngale kontuthu siyathunqa kobulawayo. Asizweni ukuthi uVusi yena uthini ngombono wabantu. Mkwananzi, are you still on the line? Vusi?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Okay. So a lot of people have come and said a lot of things. You are the tech, you're the guys who end up pumping the money into this tech industry in the country. A lot of people feel as though when we're talking about investments and so forth, it seems as though the theme is that the president, as much as he's promised people these things, a lot of the times he's promised a lot of things and he hasn't delivered. How do you guys as young tech people then take it upon yourselves to make sure that you can either A, hold them accountable, or B, create the difference without government interaction?
Okay, so thank you. So firstly, some of the things, of course, that they are my other fellow guest speaker are saying, are just a bare minimum, you know. To express yourself freely is a bare minimum in today's world. Mm-hmm. In creating a good environment for business is a bare minimum. We are talking about a competitive edge. I think that is a lot that can be done to give entrepreneurs or tech entrepreneurs from the country a competitive edge that goes further than the minimum. It's good to have good policies. It's good to have good strategies. But it's like we're not yet coming up with a very good competitive edge, that's one. And then the second thing, what I'll say to any other tech entrepreneur, any entrepreneur for that matter, is that at the end of the day, if you build something and it works, it solves somebody's problem, it provides for a need, and you can get somebody to pay for it, you have your first investor who is your customer. I think the second thing is our problems in Africa are the same. I think the biggest, I would still say this, the biggest challenge that we have is that we are continuously thinking of only building for Zimbabwe. Like, for example, when I'm building my business right now, I'm not only building for Zimbabwe. I'm already building for Zambia. I'm building for South Africa. Simultaneous, that's the beauty of technology. The problem is when you build once, you can build for the rest of Africa. But we need also to have this competitive edge. We need to sit down with our leaders and say, what can give us the competitive edge? Because at the moment, when you are coming coming in from Zimbabwe, you don't have that much competitive edge when you compare to Rwanda, if I was to borrow the example that you shared earlier on.
Mm-hmm. Hayi, ngiyakuzwa futhi umuzi, ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni, ngithatha umlaleli, then I'll come back to you, angithi. Right, Zimbabwe muhle, I see a lot of more comments are coming in. Tatenda arikunyura rutanzi kikiki tongotera zvataura tichangoona 2030 yacho kikiki arikufane kuseka. Rashford is writing arikuti hazviite. Do we have the infrastructure that supports technology in Zimbabwe first? Do the foundation by building infrastructure, it will create employment. Also, technology will not solve the employment crisis in Zimbabwe for now. Farming and mining will take the country forward, and ED must first engage with us Zimbabweans, then invest later. Confidence starts with us, not foreign investors. ED must stop to harass his own people. Long umbono ka mnumzana Rashford Pangs. Kodwa ecingweni ngiyethe ukuthi ngilo mnumzana uPriscy Ncube. I was reading some of his comments early on, but let's get him onto the program so that he can elaborate more. Priscy, ukhona ecingweni but?
Ngikhona mina ikuthana
njani? Ah, ngiyaphila wena njani?
Now,
you were talking a lot about the Malawi industries as an example. Would this be a very similar circumstance?
Come on.
I was saying, Uti, early on in the message that you sent me that I read out on air, you were talking a lot about the Malawi industries and where everything went wrong. Now, here we have President Emmerson Mnangagwa coming here saying, you know what, we're looking to have technology in order to revitalize a lot of economies, a lot of industries, Bulawayo included. Do you feel as though that's him taking the country in the right direction? And if not, how do you then fix it?
All right, maybe. Certain things very dramatic. Of course, we can talk of industries.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe we have to answer the million-dollar question is, where did we go wrong as a country?
Mm-hmm.
Why are we here where we are?
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing in Zimbabwe is not an issue of maybe economy, but the first thing is we solve politics first, then we move to the next step, then we talk about the economy.
Mm-hmm.
So we cannot rush to talk about industry. Yet we have a lot of, because currently, whatever is affecting Zimbabwe, it's not like maybe the solutions are not there. But we have people who are benefiting from the current situation. So we solve politics first, then we go back to the principle, say, let's now solve the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have a lot of policies, economically, but they're not yielding any fruit. That shows that economy is not the problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that the political will from our leaders to implement the policy that has been formulated.
Mm-hmm.
I have mentioned maybe a number of new policies before,
mm-hmm.
maybe to go back to the Zim Asset one. On paper, a very good document, but it never yielded any fruit. Why?
Mm-hmm.
The problem lies with the political will to implement the policies that have been formulated. But by implementing them, it means maybe taking them out of office. So that way, Zimbabwe will go anyway. We can't talk about driving industry. We don't have the favorable infrastructure currently to say that maybe we can revitalize industry. We are backdated in terms of machinery and everything else. So,
Priscy Simzulu Mongameli, when he was giving Umbiko Kiwa State of the Nation, he procured a lot of stuff from countries such as India.
All right. The issue is, we have heard a lot of talk. This mm-hmm. has come, this has come. But on paper.
Asukubon.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Asukubon is currently practical. Asukubon.
Because
from 2018, elections are way past. We have been hearing this policy. Come on. Let's walk the talk and choke the walk. Time for saying out policies without action, which goes along with that. No, we can't go anywhere as a country like that. And also, who can go to school? Currently, the government gets such and such maybe in China. See, when it's in China, it's gone. See, when you couldn't lose in your code.
Hayi Priscy siyakuzwa isikhathi esesihlwe ngumango ebuti ngiyabonga kakhulu ngendlela kuhlelo namhla.
All right, siyabonga Mike. Ube sosilolo.
Nawe buti. So, Zimbabwe umuhle, that was Mnumzana Priscy Ncube. Let's move over to Vusumuzi so that he can wrap up the program. Vusumuzi ukhonecingwe buti. Vus ngibona ngani usedropile. Right, regaiti phi vaka njengomkana kuti vapedze uchirongwa. Vaka njengom chiripo parinare. All right, can you wrap it up? Manzo Maundro, Vatereri, Uyeze, Ava Mkwananzi, Uyeze, Ava Ngube, Imungati Nazo, in 1 minute.
Yeah, I can tell you, technology in that time, let's invest technology, it's broader. It can be ICT, it can be technology in agriculture, in IoT, e-governance, e-learning, among. Let's get together. Let's remain in a national and international dialogue. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Wakajengo Nokupinda Mchirongwa. Muri Zimbabwe, mthwakazo muhle. Sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo lamuhla. Thank you so much to everybody who contributed. I saw the comments, a lot of them. People were writing. Good evening, VOA. Mromo Auzarwene Ruizi. The government is failing to buy water treatment chemicals. What about this dream? Oh, Amos Ute, hi. Agatembu mungameli bayehluleka labo sikhathele ngokuhlala emizini. Uthafadzwa Chiwota arukuthi good evening. Aiwa, muri Zimbabwe tashika kumagumo echirongwa. Sesifikile emaphethelweni. Anokoneka nemfaro. Ndini Mike Hove. Bye-bye.